It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
Equal.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And that's the ball game. J.D. Martinez strikes out to end it. 7-0. The A's win this one. Going away tonight, they take game one.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
Equal.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And that's the ball game. J.D. Martinez strikes out to end it. 7-0. The A's win this one. Going away tonight, they take game one.
And now the Sox go to 1-4. Maz, thoughts about your baseball team?
Okay, so when am I allowed to look at this start and worry about how big a hole they're going to dig for themselves here?
Now, let's do it now.
You're one trip through the rotation and everybody has sucked. And so I was reading, I think it was Peter Abraham in the Globe this morning. I usually start with the Globe. And I was reading Peter Abraham and the comment said something to the effect of, David Price's performance was a step in the right direction and gave the Red Sox 6 innings, which is something they needed.
Well, that's true.
So now we're celebrating the 6.0 ERA?
Baby steps.
That's how low they've sunk.
Was it not the best start of the year?
It was. Yeah. Big deal. It still wasn't close to good enough. They lost the game 7-0. They got smoked again. And I look at the whole thing, and I'll tell you what, there's an obvious question that has been sort of simmering here for a couple of days now about their approach in spring training. And Alex Cora yesterday or 2 days ago got very defensive about the approach in spring training and said we did the same things we did a year ago. And I'm such an idiot that I didn't necessarily think of it the right way. Last spring, they weren't coming off in October in which they asked their starters to pitch in relief for 3 rounds of the playoffs. So, like, I look at the whole thing and say, is this ultimately the consequence of last October and really of not having a bullpen, guys that you could rely on in the eighth inning and seventh innings? So this was happening in the first round. Remember, they were going to Rick Porcello and David Price and Nathan Eovaldi and even Chris Sale in the Yankee series. They went to those guys in the late innings because they did not have reliable guys in the bullpen that they wanted. And they did it over and over and over again. And then they backed off these guys in the spring. When you look at it in that context, is it really any wonder that they are where they are right now? Of course they're not ready. Their whole season went a month later, and they put heavy workload innings on them in the bullpen.
So you're not blaming them?
Well, I am. All I'm telling you is
you're saying this is just a you know, consequence of circumstance.
Well, but yes and no. I'm blaming them a little bit for not having relievers. So if you took a more conventional approach in October, particularly to a team that's been to the playoffs 3 years in a row, then maybe you'd show up the next spring and have a little more something in the tank, or, you know, for the start of spring training. So they backed off these guys. I just think it's all related. I think it's absolutely related. They took a deliberately slow approach after pushing these guys hard in October. That's the part that Cora's missing. They pushed them hard last October. And so was there another way to do it instead of the way they chose?
No.
Not last year.
No, there wasn't last year. I mean, not they wanted to win a championship.
Okay.
You had to throw those starters out there.
So, and I'm
else
not,
you were sunk.
So by the time it got to that, too, I agree that ultimately when they got there, they had to go the way they went. But this is the bill coming due on it. You're now paying for that because you had to back off these guys as a result. So, like, the fan base that sits there and says, oh, no worries, we'll do it again in October. Well, now you're 1-4. Let's see how long this goes before they come out of it. And is there really anybody out there still that thinks you can do this during the regular season?
What's this?
What they did in October. The idea that you could do, because there were people who thought, well, why not just do the same thing during the regular season?
No one does that.
Well, okay, so that's preposterous, and this is why.
Of course.
You just, you ran those guys into the ground in October. And again, it was worth it because you won a World Series. But there is a wear and tear that comes from that that you cannot overlook. And you know what? Shame on me for not seeing it yesterday. Because in 08, when they ran Papelbon into the ground, he was never the same. Now, he was a pure reliever. But when you ask pitchers to do that kind of thing, sometimes they don't come all the way back. I think these guys are going to, because I think that it was a one-off thing for the most part. But let's see. I want to see how long it lasts now. Because I think it's directly related to October.
Do you think it's related at all to the catcher?
I don't. I think that is complete and utter nonsense. If it were one guy and it were Eduardo Rodriguez, fine. You want to tell me, or even if it were a couple of guys and Swihart caught more than once, and with Swihart the first trip through, the numbers were drastically different than they were with Vasquez behind the plate. Fine. You want to tell me that? Tell me that. But now all five guys suck and Vasquez has caught four games? Like, or was last night Swihart? The last time was Swihart. Anyway, the point being, it's been so consistent that...
They all like Leon. Price likes Leon.
Okay, so what? Too bad. Too bad. He's not... So that's an excuse now for going out and sucking?
Yeah, but no. You know what comfort means to these babies in this sport.
And it was Vasquez last night, by the way.
Okay, but they, for some reason, I thought it was Swihart last night. I don't know why. But Murray, they had plenty of time to set this up. They had all spring to talk about it. When they put Leon on waivers, they had plenty of time to tell everyone this is what we're going to do. And I think if the pitchers are upset, part of the problem is that it doesn't feel like the manager and the pitching coach are bought in. So now what you have is effectively you have a little bit of a mutiny against the front office. Mutiny is a strong word. But you have this campaign being led by the manager and the pitching coach about a catcher that the pitchers also want.
I don't think it's too strong. It feels like Swihart was a forced move from Dombrowski in management.
Yeah, and I don't mind it. But the manager and the pitching coach should know better than to... Because now you don't have any chance of getting the pitchers to buy in if the manager and the pitching coach aren't going to buy in. There's no chance of that.
What did you see from Price last night?
So I didn't watch the whole game, but the bits and pieces I saw with Price... I mean, these guys are getting hurt repeatedly on off-speed stuff.
Yes, right.
It's change-ups up in the strike zone. And I always took the mindset of, in April, You should pitch April like you pitch October. It's a cold month. Generally speaking, you should be pitching with power. Always. Like, that's the way I look at it. And typically, you come out in the spring, and April's a pitcher's month, and the pitchers are ahead of the hitters because they put more work in spring training and all of that. I don't love the approach on the mound right now. I feel like they're pitching ass backwards. And I felt the same way when I watched Porcello the other day. So it feels to me like it's a little too cute, and you have some guys who have power on the mound, so start pitching with power.
I was reminded how painful it is to watch David Price fidget around on the mound.
Oh, God.
I just forgot all about it. I don't know why.
You're going to have to deal. I hold the trump card now.
I feel like he picked, every time I decide just to watch, I feel like he picks up a little something. And now there's like this last little, it's really subtle, but.
1-2, deep breath. Second deep breath, spit.
He comes set and he does this little shoulder. It's a very subtle sort of.
Spit a couple times, take a deep breath. Now what?
I don't feel like he tugs the jersey like he used to, but I do feel like he...
Man, it's my little meat spin to the crowd. I told you. I showed you all.
He didn't want that. How about that? How about that? Change up. Man.
He does something with his shoulders.
Yeah, we call it the DP shimmy.
And he spits and with the bill of his cap. Like, there's this whole just sort of fidget routine. I'm like, I get fidgety just watching him. Like, I feel like,
what are you going to do now, Mr. Price?
I get all OCD just watching him.
And that's why I think you underplay this, Maz. You know, you covered this game. Their comfort is paramount to their success. And for these guys, especially Price, to not have his catcher, I can't be surprised at the results right now.
Yeah, but then why was he the best one of the lot, though? And again, I'm not telling you he was good.
He was all right.
I just think these guys are, and I admit the brittle mind of a major league player. It is. It's brittle. And I found it frustrating then. I find it frustrating now. My opinion on that hasn't changed. Just suck it up and do the job. Suck it up and do the job. Shut up. Seriously, that's just the selfishness that exists among baseball players generally. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. There are a few good ones every now and then, and those are the ones you sort of like.
I was more concerned with the fact they really couldn't get any hits off a guy that hadn't made a start in 4 years.
Who was that guy?
Aaron Brooks.
Who shoved it right up their keister.
Yeah, I thought his stuff looked pretty good.
He did, but he's their fifth starter.
Yeah.
That's their fifth starter. Real quick, one more thing. You see the batting order?
Yeah, Mookie Betts back in the leadoff spot.
What happened to Mookie Betts' stakes? What happened to his stakes?
Not his sticks.
What happened to his stakes? He's back in the leadoff spot. Mookie Betts hitting, I wrote it down, 217. Andrew Benintendi hitting 125 so far this year. Doesn't feel like either of them like where they're at exactly. 217 for Betts, 125 for Benintendi. Your thoughts on the batting order all of a sudden changing again?
So, to me, I just wonder about what's the right word? The politics behind it. Did Betts go to him? Did Cora go to Betts and say, hey, look, we got to get out of this thing. We're going to go back to what we did last year, made us successful, and see if we can get on a little bit of roll. Once we get rolling, I'll move you back.
I still don't get why they did it in the first place.
I don't either.
They're the best offense in baseball, the most runs in baseball, and the guy hitting leadoff won the MVP out of the leadoff spot. Well, who's changing that? Like, why would you? No one's given me a rationale to change that thing.
Well, you know why they did it.
Well, I mean, I have a theory.
Yeah. What's your theory?
Our buddy Lush, it takes a dump all over me every time I bring it up, that Betts wants the stakes. He wants the RBIs because that's the one statistical thing where he's low in because he bats leadoff, and that plays well at arbitration. It plays well for a contract. So he wants to hit a little lower in the lineup to pick up some more RBI.
I mean, that's what I think it is.
Me too.
I think that they are appeasing Betts because it always struck me that Betts wanted to hit leadoff. To me, that's the way I've always heard it. He likes that spot. They wanted to hit him down in the order a couple of years ago. He did it for a few games, but he likes the leadoff spot.
Betts likes the leadoff spot.
Yes, Betts likes it, okay, not the team.
Okay, but now we're saying that Betts wants to hit lower for RBI.
Right. I'm telling you, that's why they made the change, because Betts asked for it.
Okay, so Betts
otherwise, they wouldn't have changed him out of there.
So what you're saying, Betts no longer wants to hit leadoff.
Right, like, why piss him off? Right? It had to be arbitration driven or stat driven. Had to be.
Well, I mean, I just don't get the rationale to change it. It means nothing. Who hits first and second? It doesn't. So I'll put that out immediately. This doesn't matter. But it's just a small little thing that just stands out. Like, what, they scored the most runs in baseball by far. They had the best offense in baseball, and the guy hitting leadoff won the MVP out of the leadoff spot. And so they changed the order?
I mean, the only other possibility is that Cora needlessly tinkered. and he appealed to Betts, and because Cora's good with his players, Betts agreed to it. But I don't think that's what it is.
The rationale being maybe they wanted to get Benintendi going the same way they got Betts going, hit him in the leadoff spot, get him more aggressive, whatever.
Could be.
It was for Benintendi's benefit. Either way, I'd say, what are we doing here? Benintendi's fine. He's in the middle of that lineup. He's in the middle of a great lineup. He'll come along when he comes along, no matter where he hits. I think it was for Betts' benefit, but I don't know. That was quick.
I mean, again, now that I think of it, if they had plans back then of hitting Devers third, you don't want Benintendi Devers 2-3. Because you bring in a lefty, they'll get both of those guys out. Neither one of them hits lefties very well. Right? So maybe that's what the logic is. But I'm telling you, I still think it was driven by Betts. Because, again, I go back 2 years. Mookie liked the leadoff spot. They moved him, and he went back to the leadoff spot. Okay, because he wanted to go there. If they move him to the two spot, knowing that he likes leadoff, wouldn't that have to have been driven by Mookie?
I don't think they're doing anything if that pisses that player off.
Exactly. So this is what I'm saying is I think Mookie drove it.
Okay. Sidebar topic, but anything, you know, we've hit out in the offseason, so we're following up now. Betts back in the leadoff spot, but that ain't the issue. You can't pitch. Those are our Red Sox thoughts. What are yours? To you right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
High deep drive left center. Jackie Bradley racing back to the wall, leaping, it's gone. Man, does he take a hack, and it is 1-0 Oakland. Jackie Bradley's back, turning around, and that's gone as well.
Good.
His first home run of the season. He's done a lot of damage already. Racing back, Benintendi turning, and that ball gets out of here. Chad Pinder.
I'm telling you, first pitch, careful. Briggs.
It's the third home run tonight.
Pretty good for the most part. You know, I made a couple mistakes, and, you know, they made me pay for them. But if I don't have that two-out walk there in the sixth inning, you know, it could be different. So just keep making pitches.
That's what I was talking about. David Price last night, though, that was a step in the right direction. You lose 7-0, and that was a step in the right direction.
I mean, this is like, that's why I refuse to celebrate it. You get the defending World Series champs, are you excited about started going six innings and giving up four runs? Really? That's what we're doing now? Three more homers. Tell you what, can you keep the ball in the effing ballpark? Can you start by doing that? 14 home runs by the starting rotation right now. 14 effing home runs.
Real quick, did we have Cora reaction to Price last night? Was Cora
little bit of the excuse generator again last night on David Price. I'd play it.
You know, three pitches, three homers, but I think velocity was good. I just the changeup to Davis kind of cut into the zone. Obviously, the last one he hung down one. Laureano ambushed him in the first pitch, but we needed six innings. I know it doesn't look great. You know, they scored four. At least he gave us a chance, you know, to reset the rotation. There's no question marks with him as far as health and all that. So it was good to see him compete the way he did.
Okay, silver linings from Alex Cora there with David Price.
No, it's great. And now we're a small market team with the little engine that could. We're going to celebrate six innings and four runs.
Okay, to your phone. Celtics are called still on the board from last night. We'll get to that as well. Dan in the car. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about Cora and how basically I don't think we should throw Cora under the bus for using them in October. I feel like if it was a fatigue factor, you'd see that right away in October, not now. I mean, there's no excuse for them. Sale is the bigger question because from pitching in the first inning, he was in the 97 range, and then he dropped 93, and it looked like he was aiming. I feel like that's a head case issue or he's hiding something. I'll let you guys speak.
Thanks. God, if he's still hiding something after an entire offseason where he did nothing but rest, that is petrifying, and I don't believe that. Was he throwing 97 in the first inning?
Not that I remember. I mean, not that I remember.
He was throwing soft the whole night, right?
Yeah, and again, I think his max fastball for the game was in the 95 range, so I don't know where the caller's getting that. I mean, if he saw data somewhere, then great. But to me, I think this is what they want Sale to be early in the year. And to me, the question with Sale is, can he pitch that way? And I don't even mean it tactically. I mean in terms of his mentality. That guy likes to air it out and blow people away. That's what he wants to do. Is he going to be comfortable pitching at 94 and getting ground balls?
Gary Washburn in the Boston Globe covers the Celtics, said last night was a step forward for the Celtics. We'll ask the president of Green Team Nation from the Green Mountain State, Luke in Vermont. Was last night a step forward, Luke?
No, it felt dirty, just like the Pacers win Friday or Saturday night. Maz is right. The execution down the stretch, Kyrie's play, Marcus Morris, Terry Rozier, it was not a step forward. I consider it's a continuation of the free fall. The only positive that I can see right now is Gordon Hayward is starting to look more athletic. He's not really playing clean yet, but he's not a target of the other team anymore when he's playing defense. He's starting to finish with dunks. Horford and Hayward look good. That's a positive, but they are still not where they want to be.
Luke, what a great way to put it. Dirty. It's not a fake win, but it's a little dirty. And
it's just nothing to get all pumped up about.
They're at home against these mediocre, these middling, usual middle of the crap pile Eastern Conference teams. And they're going toe-to-toe with them.
I mean, Miami's a 500 team.
And I'm
like
sorry.
Like the definition of a 500 team.
And Indiana without Oladipo is just another Eastern Conference
team. Same thing.
They play hard, like they're admirable, but they are. And Miami plays hard for that matter. They play hard for Spoelstra. And they don't give up. And those teams have that quality. But talent-wise, they're just middle-of-the-pack fodder. And you're going toe-to-toe with them?
No. Those should be easy 10-point wins.
Right, at home.
I mean, they should be 10-point wins where, you're up 23, and I'll even say in the teens, they get it to within 8, but you win by 10 or 12. And these games they're not that. The execution down the stretch, especially from the king of who knows everything, Kyrie, for crying out loud. Little Penny himself. Like, again, 5 possessions that I remember down the stretch, 2 missed threes, one of which was an air ball. A play that could have been a charge and maybe should have been a charge and 2 turnovers, one of which came 8 seconds after they got the ball and had a 6-point lead with a minute to go. I mean, that's just as bad as it gets.
John in Middleton on the Sox. Hi, John.
Hi. I called in yesterday regarding J.D. Martinez's contract, and Maz disagreed that he's not going to opt out. But I'm going to ask you a question.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said I disagreed with the caller. And name me one player who's making the AAV of a bat-only player. David Ortiz finished 2nd in the MVP voting in 2005 or 6 when he led the record for Red Sox home runs with 54. And the maximum he ever made was $16 million. And that was in a different era of free agency. And you're telling me that J.D. Martinez, who plays out the outfield as good as David Ortiz plays first base, is going to make more money and opt out of that contract.
Okay, so
he can hit 60 home runs. He's not going to opt out, and I guarantee it.
Okay, so regardless of what Maz did or didn't say.
Okay, I misunderstood him. I thought he said that J.D. Martinez was going to opt out.
Right.
And what I'm saying, I don't think it's a guarantee that he's not opting out. If he has a good year, he'll opt out. He will opt out.
I'm trying to look up right now average annual value. And so he's saying, who makes as much as he does as a DH or just, you know, a pure hitter? Although he does obviously play in the field. And so as I'm trying to, I'm trying to find it. But does anyone come to mind who makes that kind of money, who is just a pure slugger and doesn't play the field, even though he does?
I mean, the closest I could give you is probably Miguel Cabrera. You know, Cabrera's a butcher in the field. He'd be better off if he didn't play the field. So he's never been a good defensive player.
Giancarlo Stanton makes $25 million a year. He's a DH.
Okay, so there you go.
Stanton's at 25. J.D. So these are DHs, and again, Martinez does more than that. But Martinez is 22. Did you say Encarnacion?
No, I said Encarnacion makes 19.
20, right? He's listed at 20 here. Carlos Santana with the Indians, 20.
Yep.
Who did you say?
I said...
what did you just say?
A second ago.
It's okay. When hosts aren't listening to themselves. It's all right.
No.
I was looking this up.
And now you distracted me.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
So he's saying that he's not
Miguel Cabrera is what I said.
Miguel Cabrera. Okay. Miguel Cabrera, who plays first.
Yeah, and sucks at it.
Okay, but right. But so fair enough. He fits that profile of just a fielder. Miguel Cabrera makes 31. Goldschmidt can field. He makes 26.
Yep.
Pujols makes 24.
Yep.
So, no, J.D. Martinez can make more.
See, I think he can make more, too. And
I mean, maybe not a lot more. Maybe he's not a $30 million ball player because, again, he's not a factor defensively.
And he's a little older.
But he can bump himself up to the 25, 26, 27
See, that's
range.
What I think. Because, again, the actual cash in his deal over the final 3 years is in the 21 area. So, you know, his AAV is 22, but the last couple of years he's made in actual cash almost $24 million a year. So if he goes out there, you're telling me he couldn't get, instead of 3 years and 61, he could get 3 years and 75?
Right. If he has another year like last year or just approaching it.
I think he totally could get that.
No question. So I think he's opt. But I mean, we'll see. But my guess is he opts out. Coming up next, another case against Instant Replay and your Red Sox calls at 617-779-0985. Couple open lines if you want them.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Line shot. He's at it again. Base hit to center. Bogart's being waved in. Laureano throwing to the plate. Going to be close. And he is out and home. What a throw.
What a throw. I told you about this kid.
It's probably the replay review.
Did you see that throw?
Yeah, it was a hose.
Oh, my God. That was tremendous. That came out of nowhere. The kid, what's his name?
Laureano.
He didn't even approach the ball the right way.
No, that's right. He came at it sort of. He stepped sideways. He didn't have great momentum.
Right,
the
he
plate.
Was sort of backing up, going sideways. He wasn't even coming. His momentum was not carrying him into the plate.
I noticed that too. Yeah.
Holy jeez, that was unbelievable. That was fantastic,
Ramon Laureano.
Wow. And you know what ruined it?
Replay.
Ruined the whole thing. Ruined it. Ruined it. And they got it wrong. On top of it all, like case number 14,865 against replay. It ruined the spontaneity of a great play, and they still got it wrong. Don't you think Bogart's got his foot in there?
I absolutely think he got his foot in there. And the angle that sold me was sort of high up above from the basically the on-deck circle on the first base side.
Right. They came back from commercial and showed it. They didn't show it in the original round. I thought it was after they came back from commercial and said, we got this one.
His foot hit the plate.
Oh. And they still got it wrong.
Because there was one on Twitter last night. There were pictures on Twitter last night of him, you know, of the catcher not quite tagging him while it looks like his foot's on the plate. But what you can't see is if his foot's off the ground and whether it just passed over the plate or actually touched it.
Right.
But the one that you see from high above on the first base side, his foot comes down and hits the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the hell they were looking at.
So this is what I'm talking about with replay. In all sports. It ruins the spontaneity. He, you know, I don't blame that home plate umpire one bit for gunning him out. Betts did not say a word. I'm sorry. Bogarts did not say a word. He did not argue one bit. No one argued. It was like tip of the cap. Wow, what a throw. You got me. And that's what the whole world thought. And the whole world would have gone to bed thinking. But no, here comes replay. And they look at the replay. And they still call him out. When clearly Bogart hit touched the plate. So it's like it killed the momentum and the spontaneity of the play, of just a beautiful, grotesquely amazing play, and they still got it wrong. So what are we doing? And it took 5 minutes off my life that I don't get back. So what? What are we doing with that?
I mean, you got me. Like, again, I don't. If you're not going to reverse calls like that, that one to me looked pretty clear.
Yeah.
I don't know how you felt, Murray. I looked at it, and a lot of times I'll say, well, you know, that's hard to tell. And I'll agree. That one there, he was safe.
But like, more than anything else, it's like my bigger concern is what you're talking about, Mike, is how it ruins the fan experience. Like, you don't know when the hell to cheer anymore.
Right.
Or even if you want to, you got to wait because you got to see what the actual result is thanks to stupid replay. I hate it. And this, oh, boy, because you have the quarterback that throws these Hail Marys. Wait till that happens to you as a Packers fan. Yay! Well, I don't know. They got to look at it here.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, we did all shows on this last week on the, you know, pass interference and what that's going to mean. But just last night, simple. I mean, last night isn't judgment. Did his foot hit the plate or not? They said not. But it did. And either
way,
it's
clear as day.
It did. It did hit the plate. He was safe. But in the moment, he's out. Like, and Bogart didn't even say anything. Like, yeah, you got me. And, I mean, the story with that play was that throw. I mean, he uncorked that thing.
That guy last year, I heard this stat today, that guy last year, I think, played in 50 games. He had 9 assists.
That's insane.
Which for an outfielder is ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. And did you see the highlight of the play he made last year?
No.
You think last night was a good throw? Google last year. He caught a ball up against the wall in left center and doubled the guy off first base. Hit him on the fly.
Oh, so I have seen this. I have this was it was a moonshot.
Like yes,
he sent it into orbit, but it got there.
So right,
yes, I have seen.
And the first base, but the first baseman didn't have to move.
Right, I've seen this.
I mean, he hit him right on the nose.
Yeah,
it's like he dropped a pitching wedge in there and stuck it. It was unbelievable. So that's my one criticism of the throw last night. I know, I can't appreciate anything. Yeah, it was a little bit of a moon ball.
Oh my God, Matt, shut up.
A lot of guys can get the ball to the plate with a moon ball.
Shush.
He's got a good arm.
That wasn't a moon ball.
No, it was a little bit of a moon ball.
What does it take to impress
seriously,
you nowadays?
That's ridiculous.
It was a good throw.
That's ridiculous.
It was a good throw.
It was amazing. It was amazing. He had no momentum going towards the plate. That was all purely his arm.
So that part I agree with.
How do you throw it on a line when you're sort of shuffling sideways?
Yeah, it wasn't totally.
Oh my God,
Max,
you are ridiculous.
It was a little airborne.
You are ridiculous.
It's a little, you know.
That's sad.
Stanton's pelvic bone. That's the only thing that gets you excited nowadays. I'm convinced of it. That's the only thing. They flash it on TV. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Oh, not just the pelvic bone. Yeah. No, I told you that shot yesterday. The pecs, the abs, the traps.
That V thing. That's. And everything else. But the throat was ridiculous.
He looked like he was like they sprayed Pam on him before that photo shoot.
All right. So back to your phones as promised. Alan in Florida, how do you like your baseball team right now?
I'm not too crazy about it, but I will tell you one thing. The highlight of that play is those morons got it wrong.
Yeah,
that's
no
all
kidding.
That matters. That's the yeah. It was a fabulous throw. They got the play wrong. That's the end of that. And they would have had the lead. I'm not going to say it would have changed the outcome of the game, but you never know. I mean, that's ridiculous. Why waste 5 minutes and then get it wrong? I mean, are they that stupid? It's mind-boggling. I have to stay up half the night to watch that. It's ridiculous. I want to ask you something, Maz.
Yes, Alan.
Here we go again.
How are
by
you,
the
my
way,
friend?
Yes, but by the way, as you said yesterday, there's no way Oakland can win 2 out of the 3 games. I didn't want to correct you yesterday because there's a 4-game series. So anyway, do you have one shred of evidence? I heard Mookie Betts, when he won the MVP, now I'm quoting him, saying, you know, I love Boston. I'd like to play my career here, but I'm going to keep my options open. You know, what any kind of a bright guy would say. But right away, he doesn't want to be in Boston. He went. You're telling me that this guy went to Alex Cora and says, "I want to bat second. I want to get more out of you." Do you have one shred of evidence that this man went to Alex Cora or to Dombrowski and said, "I want to bat second"?
No.
Just your opinion. Do you have one shred of evidence that he did that?
No.
No. Okay. And but you really believe that?
I do. I believe because he wanted to hit leadoff before, so all of a sudden now he agreed to go to second. Why? It tells me that he probably asked for it.
He agreed because he's a team player.
Mm-hmm.
He did what they wanted to do.
Then
the
how come
analytics people took over and said, this is what we should do this year? And he said, okay, I'll go along with it. So now you're criticizing him for going along and changing the whole thing that he went and said he wanted a bat second. It's really ridiculous.
So you might be right, Alan. Maybe it is ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I thought the Arizona game was the 4-game series and Oakland was 3. I got it backwards. My mistake.
Idiot.
I know why I am. That is indisputable.
No, the Betts thing, of course. I have no evidence. It's just, I don't get why they moved him. And to me, the only thing that seems to line up is that he wanted it.
Yeah, the player wanted it. Especially when he previously had wanted to hit leadoff. Right? So again, if he asked for that before and they gave it to him, why would they move him now and piss him off? They wouldn't unless he asked for it. My 2 cents. And if we're going to talk about team players, no. A team player is Bogarts, who went to his agent and said, get the deal done. I want to stay here. I don't need to make an absolute killing on the market right now. We get a good thing going here. And whether I'm making $20 million a year or $25 million a year, at the end of the day, what's the difference? I'm going to have more money than I ever imagined, so I'm good with it. That is a team player.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
I mean, it's three pitches out of 90-something, you know. I don't know how many he ended up striking out. I think it was 9, 10. He used both sides of the plate. There was a walk there to earlier, you know, in the middle of the game that we thought the cutter was a good pitch there. I mean, he didn't get the call. And that's one of those at-bats that, you know, he keeps adding to the pitch count. I do feel that he threw the ball well.
All right, Cora was okay with David Price, I guess. 1-4. 1-4. When do you really start to not like that record?
I'm pretty much there right
now. You are?
Well, I'm close. Like, again, the thing that I find most disturbing about these games is the nature of the losses. This team is built on its starting pitching. That's the whole concept. You spend a lot of money in the rotation from Sale to Price right on down the line. You have money tied up in those guys. And right now, they're not even really giving you a chance.
Right.
I mean, it's not worth looking at bullpen matchups in the late innings, key at bats late in the game, the inability to, you know, move a runner, get a bunt up, whatever. Right. Not that anybody bunts anymore. None of that comes into play when you're playing the way they play right now. It's over before it starts. I mean, your starting pitching has sucked. It's as bad as can be. They're 30th in the majors in ERA. They've given up the most home runs as a rotation. They're giving up three homers a game. They're on pace to... I did the math.
Love it.
I did the math because that's the kind of guy I am.
Well, no, it's...
They're on pace to give up 486 home runs.
I was gonna say, it's an ugly number, so you did that math. Yeah.
Last year...
What's the record?
Oh, that's got to be it. I can't imagine anybody's ever given up 500 home runs in a season. And look, they're not going to do that, obviously. But last year, they were 20th in home runs allowed. 20th. Which, again, speaks to your ability to keep the ball in the ballpark, make quality pitches. All of that. You're giving up three a night. Like, there's just no way you're going to win doing that. None.
Back to your phones, David and Lynn. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I think it's a reflection of the fact that the process in preseason, these guys just didn't get the innings. I mean, it would be one thing if it was just one or two of the pitchers, but it's all of them. And it's 1-4. You got 162 game season and such. I bet within a month that they're going to be back into it. They're playing batters now that are in game ready regular season form, but the pitchers aren't. All the pitchers have played in reduced. They're not at the edge. Look, they don't go from being world champions last year, being the best pitching at the end of the year and stuff, to the worst. It's just a matter of conditioning, or in this case, lack of.
Or it's baked in. This is a plan. Did you not watch last year? Blah. I mean, we did Cora again yesterday, remember?
I didn't really think about last year. It's all happened. It was the same plan. You know, whoever is doubting us what we did last year, I mean, this year, check what happened last year. We did the same thing.
So I mean... As much as I'd like to make fun of that, it is partly true.
Sure it is. Yeah, it is partly true. But I would also tell you that, again, last October was different than October of 2017. Right? So the Octobers are different. And I don't know. When I say that, I mean, I suppose you could argue they should have backed off even more. But the other element in this thing that we should not overlook is the mindset. Okay? They had a new manager last year. They had gotten rid of Farrell. To me, they look like they were ready to come out guns blazing. This year, I think they just look at it and say, yeah, we can win whenever we want. And that's just a dangerous way to approach it.
Paul in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts?
Hey, my name is Paul from New Hampshire.
Hi, Paul.
I appreciate you guys taking my call. I kind of agree with the last caller a little bit, but I think there's more to it than that. I think the catches do make a big difference, not just talking about Sandy Leon, who's down in the minors, but they have to work together in game situations where they know each other's signals, the team is all working together. When you don't get them to congeal and gel, and everybody's play, like he said, they're throwing these guys that didn't pitch all preseason barely with these catches that they did mock games or threw pitches and got there, and they're switching all around. These guys don't know whether they're coming or going.
They're not. Paul,
I'm not giving up on these guys at all, because they have a lot of talent there.
Who's giving up? But they weren't ready to go to start the year.
No, I think that's really the bottom line. They weren't ready to go.
Period. Story over. Not ready to go, and it's just about by design. not ready to go. The question is that the right approach? Is that the right approach? To be so cavalier that, you know, or to be, to sacrifice so much preparation in the name of preserving them for the end because we're going to be there. Is that being a little cocky of where you're going to end up?
So, look, overall, I'd tell you that the approach is right. But I think when you factor, when you add in the mentality, because when you come off a championship, all of a sudden everybody feels validated, particularly the guys who have never won before, right? And that's really who we're talking about. They look at it and say, see, we can do it. Now we shut you all up. David Price has got the trump card, right? There you go. Shut up. And he was the best of the lot, as it turns out. But like the other guys, I don't know. I mean, are they as motivated as they were a year ago? Like, I just look at it and say, if you were to come out lackluster, 2-3, maybe 3-2, 1-4, and your pitchers are getting their brains beaten every night. And I'm sorry, right now, I'm not buying the catcher excuse. So I'm not telling the caller that it's irrelevant because there is an element there that the catcher is important. But last year, Christian Vasquez was here. They went 51-29 in games he caught. And as a starter, they were 46-21. That's a winning percentage of .690 or thereabouts. Okay? They did fine with Vasquez behind the plate last year. They did just fine. Now they can't win.
Matt in Woburn on replay. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's happening, guys? I appreciate you taking my call. I'll try and keep this quick because I know you're busy. A lot of calls. Do you guys think it'll ever get to the point? I know players get held accountability on like egregious hits and stuff. Do you think referees will ever get fined for making a bad call? And my second point is, I feel like with all the replay, I feel like it's down the road, years from now, it's going to turn into like one main official on the field with an earpiece and getting radioed in from everybody watching on TV. It's going to be like self-checkout at Stop and Shop. It's going to be one person looking over everything. And if you need me, hey, here I am. But I don't know. That's all I got. Comment. Thanks.
Yeah. So sometimes I think even if the call may not be exactly right or it's a bang-bang play and they just miss it, it's like last night's a perfect example. Turns out he was safe. They still missed it. But with the naked eye in the heat of the moment, he got him. What a throw. Bogarts didn't bat an eyelash. He thought he was out. He ran straight to the dugout. Maybe he knew there was replay coming, but either way, it's not like he got all hot and bothered. It's like, wow, what a throw. He got him. All right, next inning. And the whole thing grinds to a halt. You got to watch it for 5 minutes, and they still get it wrong. And what's the point? Will they ever find refs for bad calls? God, I hope not. Those are just judgment calls. Like, you can't. That'd be silly. You want to get those guys really gun-shy out there? Start doing that.
Yeah, you're going to fine them for being human.
No, we got to go back to accepting a blown call every now and then. Because that happens. That's been a part of sports for 100 years.
Or I mean, bring on the robots.
Yeah, the real problem is like this need and quest for perfection. Like, you know, and I mean from the fan base. Listen, the way I was raised, a blown call is part of the game.
It's part of it.
It's part of the game. And so you know what? If you get a blown call, find a way to overcome it. Don't sit there and bitch about it and pout for 3 innings while you're getting your ass kicked or for an entire period or quarter or whatever. To me, I hate that.
Adam and Lowell, what are your thoughts on the Sox?
Hey, guys. Yeah, the losing streak stinks, but no one stinks more. Who the hell put this schedule together? It's like, this is another reason why baseball's dying. All right, defending World Series champion Red Sox. Who are we matching up with? Round the bat. Let's go. How about the Mariners? Yeah, sure. And then let's send them to that dump of a stadium that Oakland calls a stadium. What a disgrace. You have so many good things to open up. You could have them open against the Yankees, the Astros. How about the Dodgers? I don't care anything else. Whoever put the schedule together, you're the reason baseball's dying. It's a strike away from being soccer.
I think you're a baby. I think you're a baby. You big baby. Oh, we have to open out West. How come we have to fly to Seattle to start? What, you don't want them to go to the West Coast? You want them to play every game at home? Is that the deal? Like, somehow this one's pissing me off more than anybody. We get a call more than anything, rather. And we get a call about this yesterday, too. Hell, they have to open on the road on the West Coast. Who came up with this schedule, defending world champs? Oh, what do you think? They waited for the whole thing to end and they made the schedule? Is that what they did? Like, what? Too bad! Too bad, you big baby! How about just, what was the record on the road last year? Come here, look at that. Oh, you people suck.
Yeah,
seriously.
Goodell's out. Manfred's out to get him.
It's Goodell.
Oh, you big baby. Seriously, that they open on the West Coast. Oh, wah! You big babies.
Can I just say one thing and just to play devil's advocate?
Go.
If this were another sport, I mean, like, for example, you know, in football, the team that wins a championship does start the next year in a marquee spot against a marquee team. In the NBA, the first couple of games for all the big teams are sort of against each other. Didn't the Celts open up against the Sixers this year? Who did Golden State open up with? Either the Lakers or Houston or someone. So the NBA makes sure that those first couple of games are sort of, we're back and suck on this. Hockey, I can't speak to specifically, but if my memory serves, I think they try and match up the U.S. teams. Like when the Bruins came back from the Cup, they played the Flyers. Like sort of a game that, you know, has some juice for NBC to put on TV.
I mean, it's Bruins and Capitals to open the season this year.
Who did the Capitals? But I'm talking about coming off a championship. Was it Bruins Capitals this year? So yeah. Bingo, exactly, for the Capitals. Capitals coming off a championship. It's going to be on NBC. We give them the Bruins. We're not putting them in Winnipeg. So every other sport would give their champions something of a nice little to start next year.
So I think the baseball schedules are done before the end of the year.
So there's the counter to it. It is. It's like the actual dates come out.
I don't think they release them, but I think they're done. Okay? I think they're done. And then beyond that, do the other sports have weather as a factor?
New.
So, and I'm not telling you Seattle is like all of a sudden warm weather place, but they do have a retractable roof, right?
And this I agree with. The Sox should open up on the road every year. I mean, and all the outdoor Northeast teams should open up on the road.
Right. Now, my criticism of baseball is that they don't do that enough. Like, I think the Yankees opened at home against the Orioles, if I remember right.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So, the Yankees should be in Tampa, or the Yankees should be in Texas, or whatever, right? Like, obviously. So, it doesn't always work out 100%. But the Red Sox shouldn't open at home ever. They shouldn't. The weather here still sucks in early April.
Okay, we continue.
But let's cry about the fact that we had to fly out west. You big freaking baby.
Alex and Lowell, thanks for the call. You can call anytime.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.